and read what he has here for us. This is a Psalm of David. It said, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increased, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken and two things I have heard, that you, God, are strong and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done." Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We give you praise. Lord, we thank you for your word of comfort, encouragement, your word of instruction and love, your word of hope. Father, I pray that right now your anointing would be upon me as I come to preach your word, that I would speak in power and in truth, that each person here would hear your words and not mine, that you would meet with them and encourage them, each and every one. Lord, we ask your presence here. We ask that all that goes on here would bring glory and honor to your name, and Lord, that we would indeed trust in you alone. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. In God alone. As we go through this psalm, time and again, in God alone. Rest, where does it come from? Where do we find it? In God alone. Salvation, where does it come from? From God alone. Protection, our refuge, our fortress, from God alone. Our faith even comes from God. I can't manufacture faith. That itself even is a gift from God. All these things come from God. How can I have faith that won't be shaken? By having faith in God. As soon as I put my faith in the world, in people, guess what? It, in myself, it's going to fail. I will fail you. That you can have faith in. Sooner or later, I'm going to mess up. Thursday, I did some carpet cleaning. I worked 8 hours straight without a break cleaning carpet. I used to do 12, 16 hours a day cleaning carpet. I would move all the furniture in a house and clean the house. I would do 3-4 houses in a day. I would have done a building like this all by myself in 6 hours. 8 hours, I barely did a quarter of this sanctuary, the hall out there, and the steps in the downstairs area. I was dying. I got home, I'm going, owie. Donna was really good to me. She put the icy hot roll on my back, from my neck to my heels, and everything in between. So, then Friday night, we have rehearsal. And somebody set a can of pop on the table there, and, you know, some kids here, and somebody knocks over, bumps the table, the can falls down, and there's pop on the carpet I just cleaned. Oh, I'm ready to just go ballistic. My temper was short. I was barking. Yeah, some of you have heard me do that before. I get, "Arr." What happened to that loving, sanctified, holy pastor? He was gone. Okay? And if you're going to trust me all the time, I'm not perfect. That happens. I can give you excuses. Wasn't my fault. I hurt. Wah. I shouldn't have done it. I had to go back and apologize to people later. But nonetheless, I was short-tempered. I was... And if people had been looking to me for their faith, for their salvation, what they would have saw was something not worthy. Something that would have left their faith shaken. In fact, when we look at people, what we find is that they take delight in the pain of others. What's the lead in the news? What's the most horrific, most scintillating story out there? And that's the lead story. They had a ticker going for a while on Tiger Woods and how many mistresses he had. You know, news headline, new mistress. I'm like, who cares? Apparently, a lot of people. Because it was on front page news. And it was on every talk show, on every news show. I'm like, why is this news? People are fallen creatures. Okay, knew that. But tragedy in Poland. The government lost 70 people. Now, this is front page news, but it's tragic. This is what we seem to gravitate towards. We don't have front page news. 70 people led to Christ. You know, that's just not front page news. You know, what do people talk about at work? Around the break room, huh? It's all good stuff, right? Not so much. No. People take comfort in seeing somebody else fail. I know I've done it. I don't want to. I don't try to all the time. But there's been times when I've had that little glow of warmth. They tried it. I couldn't do it. You know, they wouldn't let me do it. And they tried and they fell on their face. Little self-satisfaction. You know, well, then I got to repent. But this is the world that we live in. People bless with their mouth, but in their heart, they're cursing. Yeah, good job. Do well. I hope you die. Nobody has ever had that in their heart or the inner conversation, and they're actually talking to somebody. I am the only one that's ever done that. Okay, yeah, I know I'm more fallen than most of us. But this is what David is talking about in this psalm. This is what the Lord is leading us to. He's saying, don't trust in the world. Unless you want to trust in the world to bring you pain and hurt and suffering. Because that's what the world is good for. Don't trust in people. Trust in God alone. We seek rest in His arms. He's the source of hope. The source of hope. Not He happens to have a store that sells it. But God is the very source of hope. You want hope for your life? Where are you going to find it? Go to the source. If you want the good stuff, you go to the source. He's the one who gives us protection, faith, salvation, honor, strength. He's our confidant. He's our refuge. This is God. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him. For God is our refuge. Last Sunday was Easter. We celebrated the risen Christ. Not only do we have a Savior who went to the cross to die for our sin, but we have an empty tomb which shows us that He has victory over death and that eternal life, that first fruits of eternal life, is available for all who believe on Him. Yeah, I know that, but I want to make sure, so I'm going to get this little good luck charm. I'm going to hang it on my windshield so I don't get in a car accident. What's that about? People do it. Well, I had a bad dream. I'm going to get a dream catcher. That'll do it. I'm going to check the horoscope just to make sure that, I don't do something that, well, who am I putting my faith in there? I'm putting my faith in the stars and the skies, which are what? Created stuff. We're supposed to put our faith only in God. It's when we start wandering away from God that we fall into sin. As long as I follow God, life works. It's not necessarily easy, but it works. You know when it doesn't work? When I'm out following myself. When I'm out following someone else. The world. Seeking after stuff. Am I chasing after ill-gotten gains? I'm saying, it must be okay with God. He hasn't allowed me to get caught yet. If I was really bad, God would make me get caught. So it must be okay. No. Do not trust in extortion. Do not take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, don't set your heart on them. What are we supposed to set our heart on? On God. And God alone. See, He's the source of our hope. He's the source of our faith. He's the source of our strength. He's the source of salvation. He's our refuge. He's the one that'll keep us safe. Nobody else is, but God is. God is strong. He's just. One thing I've heard and two things that... One thing God has spoken, two things I've heard, that you, God, are strong. The strong arm of the Lord often symbolizes justice. And God is just. And those who have broken His law, which is everybody, in thought, word, or and or deed. We'll have to face judgment. Unless they've already turned their lives over to God for Him to be their Lord and received salvation and forgiveness from Him. Am I trusting in God's forgiveness and submitting to His Lordship? Okay, that means I'm making God in charge of my life. Not Bruce in charge of Bruce's life, but Jesus Christ is the one to be in charge of Bruce's life. He's just. That means that the penalty's already been paid if Jesus is the one who's my Lord and Savior. But if Jesus is not my Savior and not my Lord, then I still must face that penalty. Oops. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. Oh, and that you, Lord, are loving. I'm sorry, I jumped across that one. I don't know how I could have forgot that one. What's the definition of love? Mike, we got a slide on, or, well, you're behind the L over there. We might have a slide on that. It says, love is selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person. Man, you type quick. They might have that one in stock on their push this button. That's love. God is loving. That means He's going to bring discipline if we need it. But He's also going to hold us and comfort us when we need that. He's going to give us what we need. Because He loves us. And then surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. So the question is, what have you done with Jesus? Who and what are you putting your trust in? Are you trusting in the work done on the cross and in the empty tomb and in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Or are you putting your faith into a mixed bag? Well, you know, I'm going to try to do as best I can. You know, I'm really a good person. You know, except for those times when I stumble, other than that, I'm a good person. You know what that gets you? Gets you a nice warm place in damnation. Soulless eternity without God. You can be the worst person in the world. You can be a thief on the cross next to Jesus, as long as you turn to Him and say, I'm going to trust in You. Remember me when you come into Your kingdom. What have we done with Jesus? What are you doing today with Jesus? We need to do this each and every day, people, in order to live our lives in ways that best reflect our Father, which best reflect the Son, which best reflect the Holy Spirit residing within us. In God alone, that's where we need to place our trust. Let's pray. Father, we come before You and we give You praise. We thank You that we can trust in You, and that You alone are all that we need to trust in, all that we need to have faith in, and that by having trust in You and by having faith in You, You will give us protection. You will give us comfort. You will give us counsel. Lord, You will give us hope. And that You will be the one that protects our honor, because we trust in You. So Lord, help us to lean fully and completely upon You in Your strength. that we might indeed trust in God alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand as we close by saying,